Wyoming Vacation 1-54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Are the Democrats getting closer to getting rid of Nancy Pelosi? I sure hope so. I'm not a Democrat. Each, Democrats or Republicans, appear to be the default party to the one in office. Democrats need to be more appealing than just being the default party to Trump and are not there yet. Neither have been able to govern. The only party that I represent is the ag sector interest. You can't do that job right and be a partisan party ideologue. I was a Republican once back when they were fiscally conservative. That was a long time ago. Being fiscally conservative is not the same thing as handing out tax cuts to the wealthy while spending more money on the military, while trying to cut off government support for poor people, while ignoring entitlement reform, which is exactly where the Trump Party is today. Trump could care less about deficits and debt. He must think that if the government goes broke, defined as unable to borrow more at reasonable rates, then it will force discretionary spending to be drastically reduced. The rich can then borrow money to the government at high rates and all is good. He could care less about entitlement reform to make Social Security and Medicare sustainable. Social Security now has to dip into the trust fund to pay benefits, as those benefits paid out exceed revenue. There is no honeypot of cash to dip into, as the federal government has already spent it, leaving IOUs in the trust fund. The only way to fund the trust fund and the government is to borrow more. That is what the GOP should be focused on, and Paul Ryan is giving up and going home. Trump has no interest in either entitlement personally and will be out of office before they blow up, so the next president takes the heat. Fiscal conservatism is not protectionism. Protectionism will shrink the economy, not grow it. From a fiscal conservative perspective, I have no party to vote for. Trump Republicans are fake fiscal conservatives, and Democrats have never claimed to be one. The party fight between Democrats and Republicans is not over growing deficits or the debt, but just a difference in opinion over how the deficit and debt is created. Both parties are fiscally irresponsible. Federal debt will reach 78% of the size of the U.S. economy this year. The CBO says that the federal debt will increase another $1 trillion annually, and debt will reach 96% of the size of the U.S. economy by 2030. They say that if the Trump tax cuts are made permanent, that the federal debt will reach 200% of the U.S. GDP by 2048. Sure, they may be off. Higher Grove could trim it, but I think that we will have better perspective on the debt accumulation after the next economic recession, which is closer than many think. If we have one of those, it will not be Trump's fault. My first choice for the fall guy for a U.S. recession would be the Fed increasing interest rates faster than they should have. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. The CBO doesn't find that Trump's tax cut fundamentally alters or reduces the long-term deficit and debt growth. The demographics are just too powerful. In 1980, there were 19 adults receiving entitlements for every 100 Americans. By 2030, there'll be 35 receiving benefits. The U.S. birth rate just fell to its lowest level in 30 years. 2017 had the fewest birth certificates since 1987. Trump will make this worse with his immigration policy. He wants to close off our borders, reducing legal immigration by half. Immigrants tend to be younger and, as we have seen, typically have young families. They work hard and add youth to the U.S. demographic. They are good for limiting the U.S. debt and deficits, particularly when illegals pay more into the system and are ineligible for the benefits. That is not a reason to open the borders, but it is a reason not to close them. The only way I would further tighten immigration is with an age restriction, no one over 45 years old, or even better yet, 35. The only thing good about our age demographics is that they are much better than many others in the world. Canada is in big trouble with a low birth rate. Russia is a demographic disaster. Japan is an old folks' home, and China's one-child policy is going to create a worker shortage in the world's most populous country. The U.S. birth rate was 12.5 per 1,000 last year. The German birth rate was 9.6, Russia 11.5, Japan 8, and no immigration, which is why their economy is stuck. The highest birth rates are in Africa, where there are birth rates of 20 to as high as 40, and India, where the birth rate was 19.3. The Mexican birth rate is also 19.3. Comparing retirees, by 2025, the number of retirees per 100 of working age are estimated will be 23 in the U.S., 16 in Mexico, 22 in China, 40 in Canada, which is what's killing them, 44 in Germany, and 58 in Japan. While the demographics look challenging compared to the rest of the world, we're going to win. America first.